Good morning, good morning. This is Joanne Bowman. I hope you're having a fabulous, wonderful, wonderful day. I thought I would try something different today. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about all the really bad, horrible things that are going on in our world. And today I thought I would spend this program having you tell me about unsung community heroes. And I will give you an example of what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for are people who every day are doing just incredible things in our community and maybe even around the world. And people who you don't read about in the newspaper, you don't normally see them on TV, but you know absolutely that these folks are spending every single day trying to make our community, our state, our nation better. And so I want to challenge you this morning to give me a call at 503-231-8187 and share with me who the unsung heroes are in your life. And so let me start with one that I really think really doesn't get a lot of recognition, but is a man that quietly does some extraordinary work in our local community. And the person that I am thinking about is a local reverend who has I worked with around the Kendrick, once Kendrick James was killed in our community. I worked with him to actually create community dialogue, create a report, and do some other incredible things around that, but even more so than that. And the gentleman that I'm referring to, his name is Reverend Leroy Hayes, and he has a local church in the community. But even more than that, he's one of those kind of very quiet men that if you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't know that he had a history with the Black Panthers movement, that he's been working on civil rights and civil justice issues for the last 40-plus years here in the Portland area. If you didn't know him, you wouldn't know that he quietly advocates constantly for issues that impact people in the local community. And so he's one of the people I want to just put a shout out to this morning and say thank you for being an example in our community about a man who is absolutely about making positive change happen. I bet you know people like that as well. And so I want you to give me a call at 503-231-8187. And so I want to actually figure out if we could actually do a positive program today. And so I know there are other horrific things going on in the world and our local community, but today let's see if we can actually talk about some of the positive things, some of the incredible activities that are taking place. I can actually think of another one, another issue that I think is a real positive and one that I think the community will be excited about. This Saturday will be a launch program for a cable access program for and about teens, and it's called Teen Summit, and it's going to be produced from Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, and there are some youth that are getting ready to actually have a dialogue with representatives from the Portland Police. I'm going to be on their first show as well, and we're going to be talking about the issue of racial profiling. It's wonderful to me to see young people taking the mic, taking over, trying to get involved and connected with our communications, our public communication vehicles here in the local community. And I think if you keep an eye on Teen Summit, that they're going to be a really incredible program that's going to bring us a lot of good information, especially from a youth perspective. And I don't know about you, but for the last couple of weeks, I've spent some quality time with young people in our community, and I'm convinced that if the adults don't destroy the planet, the next generation will do an incredible job of taking over and actually working for social, racial, and economic justice for all of us. So I'm looking forward to when I'm ready to retire and having the young people take over, because I know that they're ready for it. And they're ready for it now, but they're just not of the right age just yet to take over. So anybody in your life, anybody in your community, anybody in your school that you want to do a shout out to this morning because of the incredible work that they're doing, then I would love it if you gave me a call and let me know about that. And the number again is 503-231-8187. And I think I've got a caller now that wants to share with me their story. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Cable.
I don't have any specific names, but the people that are medical marijuana people in this country in Oregon who are working to educate and sensitize and people about the value of medical marijuana and hemp. I don't have the names, but I'm sure there are a lot of them. Also, I'd like to ask anybody, are there anybody in this state or country that are doing great work for people who are having domestic violence problems or people who are trying to stop rape, or are there anybody doing great work to get drug rehab and alcohol rehab and et cetera programs back into this country? Anyway, thanks for the program.
Well,
don't have any names, but I know there are a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let me see if I can go down your list. I know that there's an incredible woman that works for Multnomah County named Chiquita Rollins, who has been a staunch advocate to prevent and to correct domestic violence in our local community. Gosh, she must have been at the county now for about a decade. And I remember when she was working in a local community for a community-based organization. She's been working at the county, coordinating countywide domestic violence programs for, I think, at least a decade now. You talked about the medical marijuana folks, and I absolutely agree with that. I actually remember my first legislative session was the session when we tried to pass medical marijuana through the state legislative session. And, of course, we had legislators that didn't want any part of it. So, of course, we took it to the voters, and the voters voted it in. And I think it's been a very successfully implemented piece of legislation that has served lots of people well, especially people with chronic illness, to give them the ability to live a productive life. And so my first caller did a very good job of actually staying with the framework of the positives that are taking place out in our local community. So what you got to share with me? Give me a call at 503-231-8187. I also want to let you know that on Sunday, July 2nd, Books to Prisoners will host an all-age benefit film showing and prisoner letter writing party from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Red and Black Cafe, which is located at 2138 Southeast Division Street. Come learn about North America political prisoners from 4 to 6 and write a letter or a birthday card to one of them. Then watch and discuss USA Incarcerated, a film produced by Critical Resistance about the rise of the prison industrial complex in the U.S. and the trade-offs that are being made to support this growth. Following the movie, Therapeutic Music will host a guerrilla poetry showcase featuring words and beats by open-minded therapists. Children Born of Water and Eric Beats. A donation of $5 or a dictionary is requested. All proceeds go to Portland Books to Prisoners and Books to Oregon Prisoners. For more information, email pdxbookstopprisoners@riseup.net or visit www.bookstoreoregonprisoners.org. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Cable.
Hey, thank you. This is a good show. I would like to cite the group Military Family Speak Out.
Oh, excellent choice.
They are just, I've had the pleasure and the honor to help put on a community gatherings where people from Military Family Speak Out, which is a group of citizens who's loved ones are in the military. Some of them have lost people. Some of them, their kids have been wounded or damaged by the war in Iraq, and they are taking the time to speak to the community about the war, and they're just incredibly effective.
There's nothing like having people speak from experience, is there?
Yes. Yeah, and it takes a lot of guts.
Yes, it does.
There's a lot of pressure on these folks, and they're not, you know, they're coming from lots of backgrounds where they're not necessarily political activists until this war happened, and it's just made a huge difference. It's been, especially, I'm a person with the rural organizing project, so in towns where it's hard to talk about the war, you think it is,
right?
To bring these folks in, and you know, people always are interested in hearing what they have to say, and they're very good speakers, and they're doing a great work to really turn people's heads around about the war. So that's what I got to say.
Well, wonderful. I think that's a perfect nominee today for a Military Family Speak Out. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you that there's nothing like having people who have had some horrific experiences with the war actually being able to share their story.
Because we're insulated from this thing.
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. And most people aren't impacted. It's like when you talk prisons. Most people aren't impacted by prisons.
Exactly.
So they don't really see the inhumanity of what we're doing in our prison. And the exact same thing is true for the war. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Okay, so we've got some pretty good nominees this morning so far. Give me a call and tell me what your nominees are. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. I'm looking for good news today. I'm looking for people or organizations that are just the unsung community heroes, whether they're working in our local community, statewide, or working to change the world. We want to know who they are so that we can send them a shout out today. Too often, the media and the rest of us are really focused on the folks who are always in the media. I don't have to say that, you know, I'm certainly tired of hearing about Paris Hilton and some of the folks of that like. It would really be nice for us to actually be able to acknowledge some folks that are doing really, really incredible work. And so, who is your nominee this morning? Who do you want to make sure that people know are really making a difference in the local community? You could give me a call at 503-231-8187. And I would really encourage you to do that, because otherwise then I have to go back and start talking about all the really bad stuff that's taking place in our community. And I'm hoping to give you and me a break from talking about that stuff today. Because there are certainly other things that I could talk about. We could certainly be talking about City Hall. We could be talking about why Congress has not reauthorized the Voting Rights Act. We could be talking about the latest Supreme Court decision about redistricting in Texas and what that means for the rest of the country. We could be talking about all that stuff, but I want to keep a positive outlook today. I'm convinced that having one day to just talk about all the good stuff that's happening maybe will motivate some other folks to do some good stuff as well. So give me a call. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. So, well, if you're not going to call me yet, then I guess I may have to talk about some of this other stuff, because if not, then we'll be sitting here kind of twiddling our thumbs. Oh, I can think about another really good thing that's going to be happening on tomorrow. Tomorrow, Senator John Edwards is going to be the breakfast speaker at the National Organization of Black Elected Officials. State Senator Margaret Carter is the chair of that committee. They're having their national conference here in Portland on June 29th through July 2nd. But on Friday morning, the keynote speaker at 9 a.m. will be Senator John Edwards, and he will be hopefully inspiring us to be better. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Since I heard you wanted to make things on a positive note, I thought I'd call in. I just wanted to let people know I moved to Oregon about 4 years ago, and I decided that rather than complaining to try to get involved in things, I ended up joining the planning commission of the town I live in, and then I was doing that for a year and a half, and then a vacancy came open in the city council, and I ended up getting appointed to the city council. So I just want people to understand and realize that what people at KBOO keep saying, if you don't like what's going on, get involved. And somebody would have told me 5 years ago that I would have been a city council person in a town that I lived in. I would have told them they were crazy. So I just want people to, just take that first step, and then you never know where it's going to lead. Because like I said, I was the person complaining at city council meetings, and now I'm actually on it. So.
And oh, that's fabulous. What a great story. And you said this has been all within a five-year period of time?
Yes.
That's pretty fabulous, and that just goes to show that when you came to town, you did immediately get involved, so that you built your reputation as someone that actually wants to solve problems rather than just complain about them.
Correct. And then also the other people I was pretty surprised in city council as well are people that were not happy with the way things are going, and most of the people don't really like what the federal government is doing, so to try to offset that, they decided to become involved locally. And I must say that my being appointed was kind of a paradigm shift, and now there's younger, more progressive people mm-hmm. in the town that I live in are in control now. So I don't want to mention the name of the town, but it just shows that a small step can right. lead to something and turn into a positive thing. So I encourage everyone out there to take that first step, and you never know where it's going to go.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your call, and you just reinforce what I tell people constantly. If you don't like what's happening, you got to go out there and do your part. And it certainly sounds like you're doing yours. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and thank you for your work, Joanne.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right,
have a
bye
great
bye.
Day. Bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. So yay, yay, yay. People are doing good things out there. I just want to reinforce what the last gentleman said. He moved to town. He didn't like what was happening. He volunteered with the Planning Commission, and now he's sitting on a city council. That's what I call true community activism that leads to making some positive changes happen. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne. This is Gordon.
Good morning, Gordon. How are you today?
Good. Long time no hear.
It's been a very long time. I was beginning to think you didn't like me anymore.
Oh, I love you.
Okay. I feel better now.
I love everybody at KBOO, and I just wanted to say that I appreciate everybody at KBOO for doing what they do. I'm going to do some shameless plugging here real fast. I produce a show called Nature's Ways with the former dean of the head of the NCNM, the oldest college of naturopathic medicine in the country, which is on the end of the Ross Island Bridge. His name is Dr. Chris Miletus. He has so kindly become the host of a show that I produce on public access cable. You can find that the second Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Channel 11. And he gives a whole hour of his time to talk to people for free, to give information and knowledge. And because you know and I know, we can't even talk to a practitioner or anybody for less than $100 an hour. They won't even call it back.
That's true.
So we have this show available, and I feel real proud about it. Just so happens your beloved Stephen Bailey is now the host of a show that I produce called The Doctor's Corner, which was on yesterday. He's on once a month, Channel 11, at 11 a.m., the fourth Wednesday of every month. So here's two great people that are doing great things in the community to bring awareness and wellness. And and then because of what's been going on, there's a kind man from that we're starting up a show called Sustainable Tomorrow, which is on the second Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. on Channel 11. And this is to educate the public about sustainability, its importance to us now and in the future, and to empower people to become conscious consumers. So this is, and the reason why I say this is because I really appreciate the people at Public Access Television, who is keeping the community together under the sheets kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have this public radio, you have public access television, and there's good people doing great things on these vehicles. And I just want to put a shout out to Stephen Bailey and Chris Miletus and and all the other people that are helping make things happen and providing free services.
You know, it's, again, one of those underutilized community resources is community radio and TV. And I just wish more people knew that they have the opportunity to take advantage of this resource.
Well, they can, and it's available. And we're always looking for people to come and help make these shows possible. Stephen Bailey's show is a little short on people. And they can go to brainstewtv.com and volunteer to make Stephen Bailey and Chris Miletus of the shows. And let me check this out real fast. Stephen Bailey was the professor at the college at like 20, long time ago.
Right.
Well, Chris Miletus was his student.
Ah, very cool.
So now Chris Miletus then became the dean. So now I have this, the treasurer, who is Stephen Bailey, and the dean of the college, and they both work together, and they're both old-time associates, so it's quite interesting to see these two cooperate kind of together, but not. So other than that, I just want to say congratulations to the people that are making a difference out there. We really like you for coming on TV and talking about the kicker tax and the other people out there trying to open the primaries up to everybody instead of just Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, so the signature gatherers and the and all of those canvassers from Working America and other places that are really going out of their way and using so much energy from within themselves, the soul, to help educate the uneducated. So we really need to put our hands out and give a good pat on the back to the silent warriors out there, the people that are working behind the scenes to make the difference. So
that's absolutely true, and I appreciate the call this
Thank
morning,
so
Gordon.
Much.
Have a fabulous day.
I'll be in contact with you.
Okie doke. Sounds good. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi. Hi, I want to, I suppose this is activism, but I want to give a good word to a couple of artists.
Okay.
Rochelle Hart and Liv, I'm all sorry. Liv Warfield and Rochelle Hart. So I just think they're really positive women, and they make great art, spoken word music, and I just really want to, like, we don't really give enough credit to women, so I want to.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful addition to our list this morning. Thank you so much. And both of these women are artists, huh?
Yes.
Excellent. Spoken and you said spoken word artists?
Yeah, spoken word and music.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. So we've got artists. We got military families speak out. We got advocates for medical marijuana. Got a gentleman that came in, immediately got involved and engaged in a community and went from the Planning Commission to the City Council. Spoken women, spoken word artists, women artists, and the list goes on. So 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
I love your show. This is Irma. And I think it's wonderful that you're having a show about, you know, really talking about the people that make a difference in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think a group of people that have made a difference in the country for a very long time that are never recognized, and I think that you've started to recognize them on your show, is the undocumented people in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look around and you see the nice little gentleman doing your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people don't look at that human being as a human being?
That's right.
And when you go to restaurants and you're living in a really chic town and you're having these wonderful meals at your wine bar, you don't notice the guy that comes up to the table to pick up your dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And all those wonderful nannies in Irvington that are, you know, leave their children to come and take care of children in Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Portlanders need to be really conscious of these people. They don't have a voice. You give them a voice, Joanne. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
And I think that it's important for us as a really progressive community not to forget about these people. It's critical. So thank you for having the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate your call and it's an absolutely fabulous additions to our list today. Undocumented workers, especially restaurant workers, gardeners, field workers. I mean, you know, we eat some incredible food in our state because there are people that are willing to go out there and pick the food and work on the farms.
And so, work in toxic conditions, exactly.
Exactly. So I thank you so much. I appreciate that. Excellent additions.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. Have a fabulous day. 503-231-8187. Do you have someone that you want to call in and add to the list of incredibly wonderful unspoken heroes in our community? I could keep adding to the list, but I really want to know who you have on your mind and who you think deserves some recognition, since, in fact, they don't normally get it, not through traditional media, not through traditional channels. Who are the people that you're working with? Who are the people you see every day who you wish somebody would say, what a great job these folks are doing? Those are the things that I want to talk about this morning. So if you want to join that conversation, feel free to give me a call at 503-231-8187 and let me know who those unsung heroes are that you pass every day. It could be in your local community. They could be working on statewide issues, or they could be simply folks that you know because of the quality of the work that they do. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning. Subject this morning. I've just tuned in the last few minutes.
Oh, cool.
Well, I want to mention two people that stand out in my mind in Vancouver are Mike and Kay Ellison and the people that work with them in Vancouver for Peace.
Uh-huh.
And then when you go over to the Peace and Justice Fair in September, I think it's September 16th at Esther Short Park, I'm just amazed. It's like this harp goes, pring! as you walk down the yellow brick road, as you walk all the paths of Esther Short, and they are just lined with all these card tables and stuff of all these various church groups, and there's a Muslim contingency there, and gay advocacy group, all these peace and justice. There's just every spectrum of people there, and every inch of the pathways at Esther Short are lined with people that you don't even realize are in the woodwork. And very clearly, they've all got something to say about various peace and justice things. Each one kind of has their own focus. It's amazing.
That sounds fabulous.
It's really amazing.
And you say the festival happens in September sometime, huh?
I think it's September 16th. I would hope that it'd probably be published on your calendar, but I was amazed. I went out there and did some drumming.
Right.
We had a big drum circle, but they also have people get that, you know, performing artists that get up and sing songs about peace and justice. And meanwhile, all this stuff, this whole every pathway in Esther Short, and it's a beautiful park, is lined with informational booths. The various ones with their different focuses for peace and justice. And boy, if you ever wanted a bumper sticker or a button, that's the place to go.
I bet they have some good ones, huh?
Right. But it's and then, of course, at the same time, it's on a Saturday, so the Saturday, you know, farmer's market is going on. It's just a beautiful day.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, so, but it's just amazing, and I'm sure you see the same thing at some of the peace and justice events in Portland. You just haven't any idea. You have so many people, you know, coming in out there working for peace and justice in your community until you get out and see such a thing.
And it actually just re-energizes you, because then you realize, wow, I'm really not by myself. I'm not the Lone Ranger.
That's right. And these folks, Vancouver for Peace has got a website, and they organize things over here. I know you have lots of things going on in Portland, you know, getting on the overpasses and various things. But there's people that regularly demonstrate by the Vancouver, on Mill Plain by the Vancouver Public Library, and also on the Evergreen Overpass. They're going to have can't remember what day it is, but if you go on the website, you can probably see it. And they'll be demonstrating on the overpass for that fellow that's not going to, you know, didn't allow himself to be deployed to Iraq. Was it Tanaka or something like that?
Oh, right.
In support of that, you know, people like that, they regularly demonstrate on the Evergreen Overpass over here in Vancouver.
Well, it's nice to know that on the other side of the river, activism is alive and well as well.
Well, absolutely. You know, and it's good. People, you know, we all need to know that. And of course, mm-hmm. And then they're supporting the things. Some of them will demonstrate over here and then go drive over and support things in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they had that first big peace demonstration before the war really got underway, the huge protest, you know. why we were marching over here in Vancouver. We went up from downtown up by Clark College and back, and then hopped in cars and came over.
Oh, that's fabulous. Came over and joined the Portland contingent.
Oh, boy, you got to do that at least once before you die. That was incredible. So anyway, I'll let you go. Let somebody else speak. But, yeah, there's good things happening all over the place. It's very encouraging.
Thank you so much. You made my day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187. So, okay, I'm glad to hear I am not the only optimist out there. There are lots of good things happening, and people are finding joy in connecting with other people to work on issues that they care passionately about. And I can't think of a better way to spend your time and your energy and your resources. So, next caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. This is Reggae Bob. Reggae Bob, hello.
Pleasure, Reggae Bob.
Yes, I have three members of the community that I would like to nominate for this wonderful list of organization and people we're doing this morning.
Wonderful.
At the top of the list,
mm-hmm.
Sister Mother Clara Peoples.
Oh, yes, okay.
Sister Mother Clara Peoples just recently had our... I forget how many number of Juneteenth celebrations this past 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Juneteenth celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And her two understudies, mainly Sir Willie Broadnax, who people call him Broadway, who has been working with Clara Peoples to put the Juneteenth on for many years. She did it by herself for many years. I mean, just small, small celebrations.
Right.
And, of course, the people that went 2 weeks ago saw the biggest one yet over at Peninsula Park and put on by Willie Broadnax and Mr. Larry Matthews of Yam Yam. The two brothers did a good job. They say black people can't work good together, especially when it comes to planning and doing things, and I think we did a real good job at the Juneteenth celebration just a couple weeks ago, Joanne.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, did you come by?
No, actually, I was out of town. When it happened, but providing some phone support for some folks that needed some help, but was out of town when it happened.
Appreciate you, Joanne. We'll see you there next year. Hopefully you'll be in Portland to check it out next
Hopefully
year.
I will be, and I do want to say that was, in fact, a really incredible celebration. And for folks who may not know who Clara Peoples is, she is a community member. Has lived in Northeast Portland for quite a few years and has actually single-handedly done a whole host of wonderful things for the community. She was single-handedly responsible for providing food to homeless folks a couple of days a week at which church was that?
Not sure. I'm not
going to
act like I know. I don't.
Okay. Sure.
But you're right.
I'm actually blanking on the name of the church, but
is it Bethel?
Bethel, that's exactly where it is.
Yeah, that's where the parade starts every year.
Okay.
Church.
Well, and that's because she's got such a deep connection to Bethel.
Yeah.
And she single-handedly, I mean, I used to watch this this incredible woman, older woman,
mm-hmm.
who would be there early in the morning on Saturday morning, setting up for folks to be able to come in and get food when people were hungry and homeless.
Yeah.
And always with a big smile. Always with an open heart, and so I absolutely concur that talk about an unsung hero who's been working with the people that have the least for a long, long time in our community.
She's not young.
She's not young, exactly.
She'll be the first to tell you, and her daughter is also doing good things. I'm going to have her daughter on my show in July sometime. So.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
Joanne.
Those are fabulous, fabulous recommendations, and I'm adding them to the list. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad you're doing this. I just wanted to give some praise to Food Not Bombs.
Uh-huh.
Because they were, at least for me, they were really supportive during our...
Oh, did we lose you? Hello, hello. Oh, I'm afraid that caller got dropped or got lost or something. So hopefully you will call back, kind sir. I'm sorry that we dropped you somehow, shape, or form. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. We are looking for good news today. This program is all about those unsung community people, organizations, the folks who are doing the hard work to make our community better. Please give us a call at 503-231-8187. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. Hello? Good morning, caller. Looks like we lost another one. Oh, well, 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Do you have someone to nominate that you think is an incredible example doing hard work out in our local community, but those people that just don't make it to the newspapers, don't make it on the TV, those folks who actually deserve to get some recognition? This is our day to do just that. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. Hello? Now, we appear to be having some phone difficulties this morning, and so I would encourage you callers, if we've lost you or dropped you, please, please call back. It wasn't on purpose. We are just having some technical difficulties. The number to call again is 503-231-8187. We've got an incredible list so far of folks and organizations that deserve special recognition. We started talking about the champions of medical marijuana, Military Families Speak Out. We talked about some spoken word artists. We talked about celebrating undocumented workers who are doing the hard work that other folks and just doing hard work to take care of other folks in our community. Someone mentioned nannies in Irvington who have to leave their own kids somewhere so that they can come and take care of someone else's kids. We talked about Work for Justice. There are some folks in Vancouver who work for justice, Mike and Keith Ellis. And one organization that I actually wanted to mention in this lull while we're trying to figure out why the phones are acting up is an organization that's a fairly new community-based organization, and it's called the Center for Intercultural Organizing. It's an organization that came together 3 years ago to give voice to the issues surrounding recent immigrants and refugees and the protection of their civil rights. And I have been privileged to work with two of the founders of that organization and several of their board members, and I've just been blown away by the incredible work that this organization does to make sure that those immigrant and refugee voices are part of the political dialogue and conversation that takes place. Reggae Bob reminded us of Mother Clara Peoples, who has been working for a whole lot of years under the radar, behind the scenes, to make life better for so many folks. And the last caller was just talking about Foods for Bombs, food, not bombs, when our phone system went kaput. But we're going to go back to the phone line, 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. Hello? I don't know what's going on with our phones today, but I'm sure that our engineer and our technical folks will fix that in just a few minutes. Let's see if I can tell you about other activities that are going to be coming up this weekend, because it is, in fact, Thursday, and I know folks are getting ready for the weekend. Let's see here. I actually don't have a weekend thing yet, but let me do another public service announcement update while we're working on our phone system. Please bear with us and be a little patient because of our technical difficulties with the phone. I've already told you about the Portland Books to Prisoners and Books to Oregon Prisoners program on July 2nd, so that was the public service announcement I was going to do again. But since I've already done it, I don't have to do that. And so we're going to keep working on the phone line. We're going to keep trying to figure out why we can't get our callers through. It's hard to have a call-in program when you can't talk to your callers. But we've had some fabulous callers so far. So please, I want to encourage you to hang in there. I think we may have this problem resolved. Let's check it out. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. I'm still not hearing anything. So we're going to Okay, so the system's going to be rebooted, eh? That's computer speak for, it's going to take us a couple of minutes to figure this out. But while they were doing that, you know, the good thing is that I can actually think of so many organizations that are out there that are working under the radar, that are doing really good work, that are really making our community just a fabulous place to be. One of my favorite people to recognize, who almost never ever gets any acknowledgement at all, is Dan Handelman. And Dan Handelman, you may know, is with Portland Cop Watch. But here's a man. Now, you think going to public meetings is a drag? Here's a man that sits through every single meeting of the independent police review, that goes to every city council meeting having anything to do with police oversight, that spends a great deal of time doing research and developing really good reports about what's taking place in our local community around police. So I could go on and on, but I think that, you know, Dan Handelman is one of those folks, doesn't ask for a lot of attention. Never, ever do you see him normally in the media. But what you know is that if Dan is there, he's doing a job full of integrity, and he's doing work to make sure that the community is as engaged and involved as they most possibly can be. And so I feel really privileged to count him as one of my colleagues and one of my friends. Well, since it's me that gets to talk on my talk show today, let me also tell you about this incredible meeting that I was at earlier this week. You may know that labor unions had a labor and immigration conversation earlier this week to start creating a dialogue to educate union members about immigration, about the issues surrounding immigration. And what I'd like to do is just say thank you, thank you, thank you to the organizers of this first step about really trying to get people to understand what's behind all the immigration that's taking place. They did a fabulous job of reminding people of NAFTA and CAFTA and all the other quote-unquote free trade agreements that take our jobs other places and then pay people pennies a day or an hour to do the work, and why that forces immigration into the United States. And so I want to really appreciate the fact that they've taken the time to start that dialogue. Even though there's a lot more dialogue that needs to happen, I'm just really appreciative that there was an acknowledgement that this was a dialogue that needed to take place. And so thank you to my friends at SEIU and AFL-CIO and all the other unions. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, my friends, for their really good work and actually starting that dialogue. My understanding is that they're going to continue with a trainer-trainer dialogue sometime soon as well. And we're still working on our phone line, so people that are trying to call in, just know that we're having that technical difficulty. We really want to hear from you, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to get that technical glitch fixed in just a few minutes. Once we get that fixed, then we'll be able to hear from you. Who are those unsung heroes that are every single day out there working in our community, doing everything it takes to make our community a better place to be? I certainly know I could go on and on and on about the ones that I know about, but I will patiently wait and see if you have other ones that you want to share as well. I'm actually looking for a weekend guide so I could tell you what's going on this weekend, but I don't have one in front of me, so I'm not going to be able to do that. So let's see. Another one of my unsung heroes would have to be Dave Mazza. Dave Mazza is one of my unsung heroes because he is someone that provides a different opportunity to get excellent information out to the public. And the information that he provides in his newspaper, the Portland Alliance, is information that you would expect to get in every other newspaper around town, but you don't. And you don't because the other papers have other reasons for not covering it. But what I like about what Dan has absolutely committed his life to, what Dave has absolutely committed his life to, is giving us an unvarnished, unfiltered access to the facts of what's happening and what's taking place in our local community. And so that's just... I could go on and on. I love this opportunity. People are probably cracking up because it's like, yeah, a radio talk show, and then the host has to talk most of the time because we're having the technical difficulties. But we'll be fixing that soon. We've got the best minds in the station working on making that happen. And so I want to encourage you, if you've been trying to call, hang in there. Hang in there. We're absolutely going to get it fixed, and then we're going to be able to hear from you. And so don't lose your train of thought. Don't lose the person you want to recognize. And I'm just appreciative to have this opportunity to kind of take a moment, rather than talking about the doom and gloom, to really talk about the folks that are doing excellent, excellent things in our local community. There's also, I'll pop another name out there. There's a gentleman, Eugene Richard, who, again, is one of my favorite community members, and he's one of my favorites because of the work that he does. He's a man that operates with a quiet dignity that you would probably not even notice that he was in the room until he opened his mouth and said something powerful, which is what he normally says when he talks. But Eugene Richard has been this quiet warrior in our community for a lot of years, working to make our community better, working to educate, mobilize, and actually organize folks to take responsibility and to do things that make our community the kind of community that we all want to live in. And so that's another one of my unsung heroes that I never actually get to talk about. I also want to hear some of the ones that you think are really absolutely wonderful. But let me tell you that, speaking of spoken word, I think that the Laura that we were asked to acknowledge earlier is actually going to be at St. John's Bookseller on... Oh, sorry, we missed that. That was June 3rd. I'm looking at an announcement that's a little old. Okay, never mind about that one. You'll have to look for Laura elsewhere when she does her written word. So we think that there are a lot of people out there who fit our criteria of these unsung heroes, of these people who have not had an opportunity, for whatever reason, to be acknowledged and appreciated, in a public forum. And that's why we've used today as that opportunity to really actually help get the word out about the incredible people in our community doing incredible things to make a difference in everyone's life. We're going to try the phone line again and see if it's on. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. It appears that it still has not been repaired yet, but they are continuing to work to make that happen. I have not had the opportunity yet to read the new Greg Palast book, but someone was just telling me recently that that was pretty fabulous. And didn't get to see him the last time he was in town, but I am hopeful the next time he comes that that will happen as well. So on the 28th, Laura Foster, is going to actually be in St. John's doing a poetry reading. So I did get that right. Cool. Oh, you know what's coming up next month? Let's see, what's the date of that? July 11th will be the second Project Homeless Connect. You may remember that in February of this year, Eric Sten, Commissioner Eric Sten, and Multnomah County Commissioner Serena Cruz jointly put on a project called Project Homeless Connect, which has a goal of providing services to people who are homeless, providing them either with healthcare screenings, connections to social services, and other support services. It happened at Memorial Coliseum in February, and it will be happening again, and I believe at the same place, on July 11th. And so I'm looking forward to being a volunteer there again. It was a day in February that I'll never forget because of the impressive group of volunteers that came out to support this effort and the incredible people that actually came and participated as well. So for more information, you can feel free to give K-Boo a call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to K-Boo. Hello? I can barely hear you, sir. Could you... Oh, you know, what I'm hearing is me in playback. Well, okay, that's okay. I guess we're still working on the system. You got to love technology, right? When technology works, it works fabulous. And when technology doesn't, it just makes you a little crazy sometimes. But that's okay. I also want to say thank you to Amelia Alicorn, who was recently appointed as the director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Amelia has been a longtime Neighborhood Association, Neighborhood Involvement Office employee, and it's wonderful to see that she has been elevated to the directorship position. And I know that she's going to do a fabulous job of actually engaging a whole host of community members in activities that will help strengthen our local communities and make our government more accessible and more responsive to community members. And so it was wonderful to see that the mayor appointed her to that position last week. And so I'm going on and on about the good news until I can hear from you directly as we continue to work on fixing this challenging option with our media this morning. But as I said, the best minds in the studios are working on fixing that so you can stop listening to me and then start actually telling me who the people are that you want to see honored and recognized for the incredible work that they do in our local community. One of the other things I guess I will talk about in just a short window, because I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about bad things that have happened or are about to happen or will happen. I want to spend a little time just mentioning the fact that in Congress, as you know, there is a telecommunication bill that voted out of committee yesterday. That bill is a bad bill that would actually limit access to community radio and TV for a whole host of communities. And it did make it out of the Senate committee, but it is believed that there are not enough votes to actually have it make it out of the Senate, but only because people like you and I have been continuously calling and emailing our congressional representatives to encourage them to vote no on this telecommunication bill. And so you will need to continue to do that to make sure that that bill does not have the votes necessary to get passed through this Congress. I'm going to take a 30-second water break. Let's see. So, what?
Joanne?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, wow. Yes, I can hear you.
I can't believe I've been disconnected a couple of times. And I heard you talking, but you couldn't hear me. I'm calling because of the I wanted to put out a name of someone who affected my life and the lives of many, many others in prison, and that's Roseanne Pierce.
Oh, yes.
She was wonderful.
Yes, she was.
She had a heart of gold, and she... she really united people in jail with people who didn't know much about what people in jail were going through.
You're absolutely right.
And I had two pen pals through her in jail, two women, one I still write to.
Wonderful.
She was a really kind-hearted, caring person.
You are absolutely right, and I am so privileged to add her to the list of those unsung heroes.
Good deal. Well,
thank you so much.
Sure, bye.
Appreciate the call. Bye. Excellent. Yes, that caller was absolutely right. Roseanne Pierce was a fabulous woman who died recently, just a few months ago. And she was the one that actually did the KBOO prison program. And so it looks like the phones are working again, good people. So give us a call. I want to hear from you. 503-231-8187 is the number. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I think it's great that you're doing this because it gets really frustrating reading the news, and it's nice to hear something positive.
Yeah, that was why I had that vision that, you know, I'm tired of all this negative stuff. There's got to be positive stuff happening.
Yeah, and it's a good time. I was starting to get really frustrated reading the paper yesterday, so it's a good time. It's really refreshing this morning. I wanted to give recognition to Northwest Service Academy. They're an organization. They place AmeriCorps members with different organizations in the Portland area, mostly environmental organizations. And it's just been a really great program for me. I came to Portland in January from the East Coast, and like I had done a little bit of volunteer work before this, but I think they've just done a great job of instilling a like community service ethic in me, at least, and I think a lot of other members. So they're really great, and I just wanted to give them some recognition.
Well, thank you so much, and I absolutely agree with you. They do fabulous work, and they bring incredibly passionate people to town to help us make a difference. So thank you. Northwest Service Academy. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Joanne?
Yes?
I have actually people in five different categories.
Excellent, excellent.
Okay, the first one is unfortunately no longer with us.
Okay.
Mary Cavett Anderson, who passed away in April, was primarily responsible for the founding of the St. Andrews Medical Clinic for the medically indigent some years ago.
Ah.
She was politically active all of her life, and she was just an incredible role model in my life.
Wonderful.
The next are a couple, Tony and Evelyn Missouri, who over the course of nearly 30 years fostered physically and otherwise abused infants and children. They ended up adopting six of the kids that they had fostered, and now they're in their late 70s and no longer are able to do that, but it just...
Oh, they sound like great people.
Yeah, what they did was wonderful. Then Albert Kaufman, who is a semi-newcomer to Portland, very immediately got involved in Free Cycle Oregon and Onward Oregon and other political and just doing good things type stuff when he moved here.
Excellent.
Mary Benson, who her son was born with cerebral palsy, and she discovered that there were really not very many people out there who could do anything to help, and so she became an advocate for children with disabilities and ended up becoming a teacher's aide working with kids.
Wonderful.
All the way through age 21, and I guess that's when they unfortunately are moved out of the system that she's involved in. And finally, I'd just like to say a thank you to Earl Blumenauer. I know he is not exactly out of the limelight.
Right, right. It's not exactly unknown, but give me your case.
I am just so pleased that he at least has the guts to stand up in Congress for most of the things that I am very, very avid about.
Right.
And I just wish that we could nudge him in the direction of impeachment. He, you know, politically, I understand that it's not really viable, but I think the more talk about it there is, the more likely it's going to happen, maybe even after this November's elections.
Well, you've got a fabulous list, and I actually can't argue with anyone on your list. Even putting Earl Blumenauer on the list, I agree with you. He's actually been taking really strong stance in opposition to the war and the Patriot Act and some of the other horrendous legislation that's come through this Congress.
Okay, well, thank you so much for doing this program, Joanne.
Thank you. Actually, you know, it's put a smile on my face. I was actually, you know, pretty happy when I came in this morning, but all these people I'm hearing about is it really is reinforcing the fact that we need good news periodically. Have a great day.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. 503-231-8187. Okay, the phone system is fixed. You can call us. Give me a call, 503-231-8187. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Cable.
Hi. First, I'd like to nominate you because I've done some stage work and the panic that you just had to go through. I've seen that. It has happened to me, and it is sheer terror.
Right. All of a sudden, you're there, and you just got to talk and, or do whatever, right?
And when whatever you prepared was not available, and then you're there by yourself, I would like to nominate you.
I survived the dead phone, yes.
and with very good spirits, too.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to nominate two people. One was a high school teacher of mine who is now gone.
Okay.
She taught speech at Grant High School. She has two very famous students.
Ah.
One is Bob Packwood, and the other is Don Hodell.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're not my kind of folk.
Right.
But Opal was one of these people who really loved her students. Her name was Opal Hamilton. She taught at Grant. She had speech cups all over the place.
Oh, cool.
She was, and I'm going to say something very nice about Bob Packwood, because like a lot of her former students, we called her for the rest of her life.
Oh, wonderful.
And she really loved Bob Packwood. And by the way, when he was in serious trouble and I saw that on television, he was doing everything that Opal had taught him to do.
Oh, cool.
It's really kind of amazing to watch him.
Wow.
And she died just before the scandal broke, and I had several friends, and we were all happy that she was gone.
That she wasn't around to see that, huh?
Because it would have broke her heart.
Oh, she sounds like an incredible teacher.
But I will say this about Bob Packwood. Bob Packwood kept track of her and called her for the rest of her life.
Oh, good for him. So she must have had
something positive I can tell you about.
Okay, well, that's very cool. No, I like hearing that. And I, you know, it's amazing what a good, how long the impact of a good teacher is on a student.
And she still has an impact upon me and lots of her other students because, you know, part of the way I'm talking to you is the way Opal taught me to back when I was in high school.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you for sharing that.
The other woman I'd like to mention, she happens to be alive. She's in quite poor health. She now lives in Vancouver. She was the first neighborhood coordinator for the city of Portland in the St. John's area.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jerry Mounts.
Okay.
I got to know her when we were annexed. I live in the Cully area, and she helped the annexation process out here. But she was truly committed to citizen involvement and getting people involved. I called her the other day. She ended up working for the Office of Neighborhood. She was for OFA, Physical Ed Administration. But she was always committed. She was always promoting community involvement and empowering citizens. And then she got a decent job with the city, and then her health finally got to the place that she had to retire early. And now she's in a home over in Vancouver. But she did a lot for the city, and she was the first coalition leader in the entire city of Portland.
Well, thank you so much. You've got excellent people on your list, and it sounds like absolutely every one of them deserves some recognition and acknowledgement for the good work they do.
Right. Okay. And I nominated you, too.
Well, thank you. Well, I've been on radio enough to be able to go with the flow. So, you know, some days you have to adapt when technology doesn't support your efforts.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the nomination as well.
Okay.
Have a fabulous day. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. We have heard about some fabulous, absolutely wonderful, wonderful people today. And I have to tell you that I am in high spirits because it's just like I suspected. There are people out there doing absolutely fabulous things every single day, and they're not being acknowledged. They're not on the evening news. They're not in the daily paper. And that's why we're taking the time today to say thank you and to appreciate that hard, hard work. Before I go back to the phone line, I've got one more person I want to really acknowledge. Her name is Rose Spears. She's a former Portland chapter president of Oregon Action. She has been involved in that organization for the last 8 years or so, and recently stepped down from the board because her health has been really deteriorating. And so I want to take this opportunity to tell Rose that we love her, we wish her well, and, you know, our doors are always open whenever she wants to come and participate, and just to say thank you, because your voice has helped hundreds, if not thousands, of Oregonians have a better life. So back to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Well, hi, Joanne. How are you?
I am fabulous. How about you?
Wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah, we kind of missed you last week.
Oh, thank you. I gone last week?
No. Yeah, I think you weren't you gone last
I think it was
week?
Like the week before I was gone.
Was it the week before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's my take.
Okay.
I would like to give a big shout out to all of the folks in collectives all over the city that are making a huge impact.
Yes.
A big shout out to the folks at City Repair, the City Building Convergence, the folks at Laughing Horse Books, the people who work at City Bikes, the folks who are at the Red and Black, all worker-owned, all collective entities in our community that are having a huge impact. And the proof... And to prove that when people are of the same mind and work together as a community, they can make magic happen.
Yes. And every single one of those collectives, I absolutely agree, deserve a big shout out, right? It's amazing what we can do together.
Absolutely.
Things that we couldn't possibly do on our own.
Right. When you build community and when you bond with your brothers and sisters, there isn't anything that you can't make happen. Also, I forgot the folks at Tryon Life Community Farm who are building this wonderful, sustainable community, Joanne, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
I was on a panel with a woman from that operation a couple of months back and was really impressed with what they're doing.
Absolutely. Again, the proof is that if you can form community, put your egos on the back burner, and work for a common goal together, magic happens.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
Right now. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm Joanne.
You know, I've been listening to all the people and organization. I mean, that's all cool, but all that stuff need to be qualified, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
To me, and I'm going to call out, first of all, the black religious groups in Portland. They've been sleeping at the switch. Gentrification took place under their watch. They should have been dealing with that situation. They should have been disseminating real information to their congregation, in addition to saving their souls, so they could prepare and deal with gentrification. So, I'm sure there's black religious organizations over there. Yeah, you did good, but still they were sleeping at the switch on a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take the war, for instance. Yeah, the religious community can get together, and they could stop gay marriages and things of that nature, but they can't come together and stop the war. So I need to qualify all of this stuff. And when people get up and give praises, that's good. But to me, that's like the little boy standing at the dike with his hands in the dike trying to hold back this river and saying, I'm doing something. We need to go beyond putting our fingers in the dike. all these different organizations need to hold a summit. You need to all come together. You need to network, and you need to hold a major summit, and put, and so we can strategize on how to really bring about some real changes. Because all this fragmentation stuff by itself just ain't gonna get it. And so I'm not calling to be a damper on anything, but I'm a realist.
I appreciate that. And I agree with what you say. It would be wonderful to create a joint vision for where we're headed. But today is really about celebrating folks that are making our life better. Is there anybody that you're connected with that you can honestly say are people who are working, doing all they can as an individual or an organization to make the community better?
Well, the only person that I can do it is can say he's deceased, and that's Sam Johnson.
Sam.
Who started Highland. Are you familiar with Highland?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he started that. He had orphanage homes.
Right.
They give out scholarships. Mm-hmm. They feed people, free dinners around mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all good, and that's all good. But these guys, they came along, man, when religious groups was a little bit more political.
Well, yeah, we should have a conversation. I'm going to do a conversation on what's religion's role in social justice.
Well, I was going to ask you to have maybe one day you can have a religious guest or whoever, because I think the religious community is dropping the ball, because they're supposed to be a deeply religious nation,
mm-hmm.
yet. The religious community is silent on a lot of issues that go down that they could really stop if they'd speak up, but they don't.
Well, I will take you up on that offer. I will have I will do a show that talks about religion and social justice, because I actually know, I can think of a few churches right offhand, like Ainsworth. What is it called? Ainsworth. I'm forgetting the name of. I'm blanking on the name. Pastor's name is Lynn. It's like on 27th and Ainsworth. The church sits on the corner. That's a church that does a lot of great stuff. There's a church up on Broadway and 15th that does some incredible work. So I wouldn't paint all religion with the same brush. I mean, I know that there are some that are doing great work, and there are some that are working counter to what I think churches should be working on, but we'll do that for another day. But thank you for providing the community hero with little recognition, Sam Johnson, because that's what we're doing today. Today we're all about what's right. What are the people that are doing that are making things positive? And we'll get to those other issues on a later date, okay?
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks for the call. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. We've got just about 10 minutes left. We've had some incredible, incredible recognition today from a whole host of people, community-based organizations. There are folks. We can be proud. There are folks in our community that are working hard to make a difference. Good morning, caller. Welcome to K-Book.
Good morning, and good to hear you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Say, now, let's take it to a political level, and maybe just briefly to a national and international level.
Okay.
The person I'd like to nominate for this doing really hard, good work is Eliot Spitzer. He's the Attorney General of the state of New York, who for the last 4 or 5 years has been sticking it to the people and the policies that are corrupt within the corporations that run this planet.
Okay.
And I mean, he's really been getting in there and digging. And I think Eliot Spitzer could well be our first Jewish president. And there's the man that I think needs kudos for really clamping down on ugly corruption that affects every one of us, no matter where we live.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it? Oh, guess that was it. Eliot Spitzer it is. Thank you so much. Good morning, Carla. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to nominate the frontline staff of the Multnomah County Library.
Okay.
There are a number of people there who I deal with and know,
mm-hmm.
but I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of them. Sometimes when I'm sitting at the computer or walking around the library, I have the chance to hear a librarian dealing with another patron, just being enormously patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe in public libraries because I think that they perform a great service to the public.
Me too.
Offering us a chance to get more information, and there's tons of information out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they provide the human connection, and I think that's invaluable.
You're absolutely right. I have to tell you, we do have one of the best library system in the country, I believe. It is absolutely phenomenal how, with the quality of the people who work there, the quality of the services provided. I absolutely, absolutely support that. Thank you so much.
And can I just say one
sure.
more thing?
Sure.
There are a lot of us, especially downtown, who are really up against it in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
financially and psychically. And I think a lot of people in the nation and in Portland are really bombarded by despair and you know, on a personal and on a global level. And I know that when I can go to the library, it's a kind of refuge
mm-hmm.
and a real chance to get a boost. And so thanks to the library, but thanks to the people on the front line who really help us through. Thanks a lot, Joanne.
Thank you. Bye. Appreciate your call today.
Goodbye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187. We're getting down to the last few minutes. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to recommend a couple people
All right.
for acknowledgement. And the first one would be Stu Sugarman.
Stu, yeah.
Attorney who's tirelessly supported activists
yes,
in the community.
Yes. Unfortunately, we lost him earlier this year.
Stu Sugarman?
Yeah. Didn't we?
I think you're talking about Stu Albert.
Oh, that's
Stu
you're
Sugarman's
right.
A local attorney.
Oh yeah, got him mixed up. Sorry,
and,
sorry, Stu.
I hope he's still around. Secondly, I'd like to recommend Ralph Nader for providing an alternative to the pro-war candidates that were foisted upon us by the Democrat Party. And so, anyways, those are my two recommendations.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you earlier mention the medical marijuana thing, and I'd just
mm-hmm.
like to nominate a bunch of people from that, just Paul Stanford and Don DuPay, and then especially Chris Iverson.
Uh-huh.
Chris Iverson is just, you know, his run for city council, while he didn't get a lot of votes, he brought some amazing points out to the forefront.
Uh-huh.
And the SAFER initiative that he has that's going on right now, everybody in Portland needs to vote for that. Our police do not need to be wasting resources on pretty much nonviolent, job-holding citizens of the area while we're letting violent criminals out of our jail system. Just makes no sense to me, and I really would hope that everybody would back Chris on that initiative.
Well, cool. I didn't know Chris was behind that, but thank you. Appreciate the call. And I met Chris when he was on the trail, and a pleasant young man. I absolutely agree with that.
All right. Thanks
a lot. Energy. Thank you. Have a great day. 503-231-8187. Good morning, caller. Welcome to KBOO.
Yes, I'd like to suggest David Boyer.
David Boyer, yeah.
Yes, you know who he is.
I do.
I had the opportunity and pleasure of attending his retirement party last week.
Oh, bummer. I wish I'd have known.
In all my time, I have never had the pleasure or the experience of meeting such a person of high integrity and character.
You are absolutely correct.
This gentleman, it's unfortunate that he's retiring and leaving, but, I mean, it's good he earned it.
Yes.
But I am just overwhelmed, and I hope other people have recognized the gentleman, his name, and what he did in the service of Multnomah County. I even suggested to him when I was at the party that he ought to run for treasurer of the state.
He sure should.
Yes.
I absolutely would support that.
Yes, but his humility is just awesome.
It absolutely is. And
yes.
And talk about a man that's worked through, there must have been about five or six administrations in the time that he's been at the county.
Yes.
And to a person, up, you know, of course, present company excluded. He was a man that you could always depend on to tell you the truth and be honest and do it with a smile and do it with such grace. I mean, I was just pretty appalled at how I felt he was treated and the way that he was forced to retire. But it's a loss that the county is going to take a long time.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a measure of years before they even
come close.
How the severity of the loss, I'm sure.
You're absolutely right. And you and I are probably more insider than most of our listening audience. So for the rest of the listening audience, Dave Boyer is the finance director at Multnomah County, who put in his resignation before the primary because he said that the chair's office was trying to attempt to have him funny up the numbers to do Enron type accounting. And he retired rather than to be a party to anything of that sort. And I absolutely agree. He's definitely someone who's deserving to be on this list. So thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, folks, so we are going to go. Okay, good morning, caller. Welcome to K-Boo. Up. We look like we have a dial tone there. Well, I have to tell you that this show has inspired me. It's pumped me up. I was pretty happy when I got here, but I'm more so now because what I know is that there are a lot of people, organizations, individuals who are every single day, no matter what, doing absolutely fabulous, incredible things in our community. Before we leave, let me tell you what's coming up this morning on K-Boo, though. At 9, Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. At 9:30, Alon Vaib interviews sports writer David Zirin, author of What's My Name, Fool? Sports and Resistance in the United States. At 10, Andrew Geller speaks with Tom Lutz, author of Doing Nothing, A History of Loafers, Loungers, Slackers, and Bums in America. At 10:30, on Art Focus, host Julie Bernard interviews Sam Gohl of the Red 76 Collective. They do event-based projects that are rooted in art therapy. And at 11, on Democracy Now!, he reports on the arrest of lawmakers in the Gaza Strip. The ACLU suit against the government to release records of surveillance and a look at a new report on electronic voting. That's what's coming up today on KBOO, so don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Keep the dial here. You've been listening to Joanne Bowman, Voices from the Edge. See you next week, same time, same place, same channel.
Stand up for your right.